morning. This is Lachlan and Haley with your 11 a.m. Z lines. An overheated air conditioning unit caused the partial evacuation of the Brisbane Airport's international terminal yesterday morning after smoke from the unit tripped the airport's fire alarms. All passengers of level 4 of the terminal were evacuated, with several flights also being delayed. Passengers have criticised the airport for a lack of organisation regarding the evacuation. These criticisms from passengers range from a lack of coordination, conflicting instructions from staff, and overall confusion. One casual worker at the airport has said staff only received proper information from management well after the incident was underway. The international terminal has since reopened, and flight schedules have been readjusted.
Queensland government greenlights cruelty and decision to reverse the flying fox shooting phase-out. The phase-out of flying fox shooting in Queensland was due to conclude on the 1st of July 2026, having given landholders 3 years to transition to non-lethal crop protection methods. The change in policy could allow landholders who had previously stopped shooting to resume lethal control under crop protection permits, despite growing evidence that non-lethal measures, such as wildlife-friendly netting, provide more effective and reliable protection for crops. In national news, concerns have been raised around the levels of racist abuse that Indian-born truck drivers in Australia are facing, with one worker who talked to the ABC stating he had to quit after just 8 months in the industry because of it. Some have completely sworn off using their CB radios after receiving death threats, and without a need to give identification over shortwave radio, there are often no good options for workers to report abusive behavior.
Meanwhile, a shop owner in Western New South Wales recently suffered an estimated $4,000 in damages after a feral goat rammed into his storefront for 20 minutes. After sticking its head through a destroyed window, it appears like it got spooked and left the area. It's possible that the current drought in Western New South Wales might have played a role in causing the animal to stray so far into town. In international news, and more feral animal news, the Isle of Man is currently evaluating options for how to manage the growing population of its invasive wallaby population. Manx Wildlife Trust will make a decision whether to eradicate, manage, or take no action in the animal's future based upon emerging research from the government's bioscience department. The story behind the wallaby's habitation of the island is a local mystery. However, escapees from the Karar Wildlife Park are likely to blame. Scientists and farmers worry that the population is leading to crop damage and a rise in livestock mortalities as diseases hop amongst the feral wallabies hastened by their narrow gene pool.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with a 5% chance of rain. It's currently 31 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.